To Frank.
Frank.
Thank God that's over.
You did really well, darling. Everyone's been saying how wonderful you were. He'd have been proud.
I hope so.
Anna, well done on the speech.
Hello, Rachel. I was just telling her how proud your father would have been of her.
It's bad enough burying my father, but having to give a speech very nearly sent me right over the edge.
Dad would have been too busy congratulating Mark for managing to turn up at all. Although I see he's maintaining his reputation for fecklessness by wearing a pink shirt at his own father's funeral.
Oh, you know what Mark's like.
All too well, I'm afraid. Listen, have you
what
seen...
What am I like?
Oh, Mark, there you are. Have you got a drink?
Of course he has. You may not be able to find a white shirt, but you'll always find the white wine, won't you, Mark?
Do you think we could lay off the insults just for today, Rachel?
Oh, all right, Grumpy. Anyway, you interrupted me. Have you seen Rita?
Rita?
Don't be useless, Mark. Only you could forget your own stepsister.
To be honest, I'd almost forgotten about Lola. By the time Dad married again, I'd already gone abroad, so I barely knew her at all.
Well, she certainly left her mark on this house. Hadn't you noticed all the Spanish things? Those paintings and enough fans to do a very tacky flamenco.
I think they're rather attractive, actually.
The paintings or the women in them?
The paintings, of course. You know I only have eyes for you, my darling. Mm. I wonder what will happen to her things now. They might be worth some money.
I suppose she made a will. I always thought there was some kind of problem between her and Rita, although nobody ever said anything. They were very alike, of course, even when Rita was a little girl.
Mm, that's right.
That can sometimes make for problems between a mother and a daughter. And then Rita was sent away to boarding school when she was really quite young.
Well, I haven't seen anybody here of the right age to be Rita. I expect she's avoiding us.
Why would she do that?
Well, we're not very interesting, are we? She was always doing her own thing, even as a child. And we all know Mark is useless.
Yes, yes. How long did you promise to lay off the insults for? If I were useless, it would be your fault for undermining me all these years. Oh, look, food. Goody. Anyway, while you're all here, I may as well give you my bit of news. Sorry, Rachel, to destroy your fantasy of my perpetual uselessness, but I've got a girlfriend. And, well, and I think it's serious.
What?
Who is she?
I say, congratulations, old man.
Thought that would take you by surprise.
Oh.
Oh, Mark.
What have you done now, Mark?
You blithering idiot. You've spilled potato salad all over my jacket.
Sorry, John. I turned without realising you were there. Come through to the kitchen and let's wash it off.
Girlfriend or not, he's still the same old Mark. But I wonder who she is. I thought he'd reconciled himself to perennial bachelorhood.
So did I. I hope he didn't say it just to shut you up.
It'd take more than that. Let's go and find him and grill him.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
I'm almost sure that's Rita.
Where?
Over there, by the flowers. Shh. She's coming over.
Hello. Are you Anna?
Yes. It's Rita, isn't it?
Yes. I didn't think you'd recognise me. And Rachel?
Right again. How are you? It must have been how long? 10, 15 years?
Something like that. Well, it must have been at Mummy's funeral. So, 1999.
Of course it was. You were still at boarding school, I think.
Yes, I was. They let me come home for the funeral, but I didn't see much of her when she was ill. I'm sure your father looked after her wonderfully, though.
Well, we mustn't make a habit of meeting only at funerals. Mark's just told us he's got a girlfriend and we're all dying to meet her. So the next family gathering will be a happy one.
Oh, is Mark here too? I've never met him.
Well, here he is. Mark, this is...
Daisy!
What?
What are you doing here?
Mark, she's Rita, Lola's daughter.
She's jolly well not. She's my girlfriend, and her name's Daisy.
I wonder if I'm needed in the kitchen.
Well, this is embarrassing.
What on earth's going on?
It's the most extraordinary coincidence. I am Rita, but I'm Daisy too.
How intriguing. Which one's your professional name?
Oh, no, I had no idea. You must believe me.
What is it we must believe?
Yes, I'd like to hear this.
I am Rita, but I changed my name when I left home. I'm Daisy now. I have been for years.
Daisy, that's Margarita in Spanish, isn't it? Was your real name Margarita?
Yes, and when I was little, everyone called me Rita. But when I moved away from here, I wanted to make a clean break, so I used the English version of my name. I met Mark 2 months ago and we fell in love. I had no idea about who he was. We haven't really talked about his family. Mark, you do believe me, don't you?
Well, yes. Yes, I do. But what does it mean? Is it legal for us to, you know...
It's all a bit Jeremy Kyle, isn't it? But I think you'll find it's technically legal. It's not as though you're actually related, are you?
I don't think so. Are we?
No, you're no more related to one another than Dad was to Lola. I think it's rather beautiful, actually.
What?
Almost as though you're recreating their marriage.
Don't put it like that. You make it sound creepy.
This really is your best yet, Mark. Here's to keeping it in the family and the happy couple. Mark and Rita.
It's Daisy, actually.
Oh, of course, forgive me. To Mark and Daisy. May your lives be long and filled with surprises.
Sorry, my fault. Wasn't looking where I was going. I'll clear that up in a minute. Sausage roll, darling? Mark? Daisy? Oh, no, you're a vegetarian, aren't you?
I am, yes.
How on earth did you know that?
Lucky guess.
I mentioned it when we met in the kitchen earlier. Thank you, John, but I won't have any food just now. I might see if I can find another bottle of wine, though. Would you like to come and help me? See you in a minute.
What the hell is this? What's your real name?
Rita and Daisy are both my real names.
And how about Maggie?
That was just a variation on the theme. I called myself Maggie when I first met you in case Mark had mentioned a Daisy. I didn't want any confusion.
Well, I'm afraid you've failed spectacularly on that score. What's going on? Are you really Rita?
Yes, John. I'm really Rita. And I'm really your wife's stepsister. And I'm also Daisy. And I'm planning to marry your brother-in-law.
What?!
As far as they're concerned, you and I have never met before today, and if you want it to stay that way, you'll need to avoid silly mistakes like already knowing I'm a vegetarian.
Are you doing this to get back at me?
Don't flatter yourself. I know you missed me. I could tell from the missed phone calls and all the times you waited in your car outside my flat. This has nothing to do with you.
What do you mean? Maggie, for God's sake, what's going on?
You're very slow today, aren't you? I seduced you to get to them. I thought it might help to have you on my side, so I tracked you down. You're not difficult to find. When I discovered you were a college tutor, I signed up for one of your evening classes. The hardest part of the whole thing was pretending to enjoy writing poetry.
You liked writing poetry? You were good at it.
I hated it. I'm good at anything that I work at hard enough. But believe me, seducing you was the easiest part. I hardly had to do any work at all.
You seem so... earnest and naive. I just wanted to help you.
I'm a good actor too. I won't say I didn't enjoy it. But I got what I needed and moved on.
Well, you're right. I did miss you. But this is absurd. What do you want?
Listen carefully to me, John. I paid the price for reminding Frank that my mother had been loved before. Boarding school gave me bullying and sloppy dinners. Not love and attention while my stepsisters got mother's cooking and gave her back hate. Now it's their turn to pay. Poetic justice.
How are you going to make them pay?
Oh, John, I'm going to do it with your help, you silly. After all, we share a secret now.
What do you want from me?
I told you, you're going to be on my side. You're going to learn to say, Happy Christmas, Rita. Happy birthday, Rita. Lovely to see you again, Rita, when Mark's my husband. I have all sorts of exciting plans for this family, John. There are photos of you and I together, by the way.
But if they find out that we...
Well, I'm not going to tell them. Are you?
Hello. Have you two been getting to know each other?
We have indeed. John's been telling me all about you. Only the good things, of course.
Oh, naturally. He's a very loyal husband. Mark and I have been saying we must all make an effort to spend much more time together. After all, there's really nothing like family, is there?